We're going to hear now about two different reactions to the U.S. airstrikes in Syria last night. In Russia, an ally of the Syrian regime, there was surprise and condemnation. More on that in a few minutes. In Syria, people who oppose President Bashar al-Assad were also surprised that after 6 years of asking for the U.S. to punish Assad for atrocities against civilians, it finally happened. I talked to Amir al-Azm about this. He's part of the opposition and a history professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio.
I've spent most of the morning conducting surveys of how people viewed this strike, and for the vast majority, they seem to think that this was a good thing. They're very happy that it happened, but there's also a lot of concern, and rightly so, that this is a one-off and that this is really done more to sort of satisfy the administration's need to appear to have done something rather than to truly help. So there's a lot of cynicism with regards to the actual strike.
Right.
But at the end of the day, something is better than nothing. And it was a major psychological boost for a lot of the people there. Mm.
When you say do something to truly help, you mean help the opposition in achieving their goal?
Not even necessarily going that far, because some of the people there were just saying, just do something to stop the bombardment. Just do something to stop the civilians being killed. Just do something to end the war. It was not specifically help the opposition win or help the opposition, remove Assad. It was much more sort of generic than that.
Yeah.
Just make this stop somehow, make it go away. Mm. When is the international community? Could this be the beginning of an action that will ultimately end this war?
You talk about how this was a kind of psychological boost to people in the opposition on the ground in Syria. What would the opposition like to see happen from here?
I think,
in terms of American policy.
Ideally, what the opposition would like to see, and I mean here the moderate opposition, we're not talking about the extremist sort of elements here. I think the moderate opposition would like to see Assad essentially forced to come to the negotiating table. The real issue here, and this is what the United States has not been able to do effectively all through the last 6 years of the conflict, is to issue a clear direction, to provide assertive leadership on this, where it becomes absolutely clear to the Assad regime that they cannot win this militarily. And the only way there's going to be any chance of any elements or parts of the regime to move forward is if they negotiate their way out of this. But the only way you're going to push this into a negotiated solution is to degrade the regime to the point where it has no other alternative. As long as it thinks it has other options to survive, it's not going to come and negotiate, you know, with any seriousness.
The old bomb them to the table theory. Or fight them to the table, let's say.
Degrade them to the table. Just make it so that their best option is to the table.
Amir al-Azm is a member of the Syrian opposition and a professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.